The apostle said to our Lord, increase our faith. Isn't that what we all want? Isn't that in part why we're here today? We want more faith in Jesus Christ. Faith doesn't come easily in our modern world. We have grown up with a scientific worldview that discounts miracles and even the reality of God. Life itself sometimes discourages faith. We question how a good God can allow such evil to exist in the world. We wonder why bad things happen to us when we try to be faithful to God. So when the disciples asked Jesus, increase our faith, our ears perk up. We want the same thing. More faith. Faith in God sometimes seems so hard. It involves sacrifice and suffering, a dying of self, a total commitment to God, picking up our cross and following Jesus. That all seems very, very hard. So we need to hear what Jesus has to say to us today. He paints faith in a very different light in our scripture this morning. Jesus is telling us that all we need is a little bit of faith. Just a little faith. As small as a mustard seed, which was one of the smallest of seeds. That's all we need. The mustard seed was one of the smallest of seeds, but grew into a huge bush. Jesus tells us that even with a mustard-sized faith, we can move mountains. Isn't that amazing? Our tiny faith and God's great power can work miracles. I believe that Jesus is reassuring us here that our faith, even though it may not be the strongest or the most certain faith, our small mustard seed faith is enough. What a blessing that is for those of us who struggle with faith. Then Jesus goes on to tell a parable. This parable at first doesn't seem to have a whole lot to do with faith. But let's examine it more closely. The parable is about a servant who's working out in the field all day. And when he comes back home, his master does not say to him, come along now, sit down and eat. No, the master says, prepare my supper. Get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink. The master didn't thank the servant for all of his work, because that's what the servant was supposed to do. That was his duty. Then Jesus says, so you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, you should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Jesus is telling us that faith is doing our duty. Now, we usually think of faith as a matter of believing. We are to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died for us on a cross to save us from our sins. We are to believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, and that through His resurrection He defeated sin, death, and the devil. We believe that when we ask Him to come into our hearts, the Holy Spirit fills us and gives us the power to become a new person. Faith is belief. And that is true. But the biblical definition of faith would be closer to trust. To say that we have faith in Jesus means that we trust Him with our lives. We trust Him to make good on His promises to us. We trust Him through good times and through bad times. We trust that He is always with us, always on our side, and always there to lead us and help us. Faith is trust. And that too is true. So faith is belief and faith is trust. But here Jesus is expanding our understanding of faith. Faith is also simply doing our duty to God. Like the dutiful servant, we do what the Master tells us to do. We do it not to be thanked, not to be praised, and we do it not seeking some kind of reward. We do it because we are a servant of the living God. And that's what servants do. We are called to do what God wants us to do. So faith is also simply doing our duty to our Lord. Now we don't have to have great faith like Mother Teresa or Saint Francis or Martin Luther or any of the great figures in Christian history. We don't need the kind of faith that heals the sick or converts hundreds to the faith. We don't need some kind of grand and glorious faith. We just need mustard seed faith that moves us to simply do our duty to our Lord. Doing our duty does not seem glorious or even important, but that is the kind of faith Jesus wants to increase in our lives. We do our duty as a loving husband or wife. We share the household chores. We are kind and thoughtful and caring to our spouse. We are gentle, not angry or abusive. We bring our wife flowers just because we love her. Or we buy our husband a treat just because we love him. We do our duty to our children. We change the diapers, clean up their messes, drive them all over creation, sit through boring soccer games in the freezing cold or the pouring rain. We do our duty to our friends. We sit with a friend who's struggling with grief or depression. We visit a friend in the hospital. We take a cake to a grieving widow. We mow someone's lawn who has been laid up with an injury. We do our duty through our church. We rake leaves and clean windows and fix things that need to be fixed. We sit through boring church meetings. We help count the money and make the bank deposits. We set up tables and chairs for the potluck brunch. None of this sounds glorious or even important, but it is. It's what God calls us to do. We are to do our duty as the faithful servants of our Lord. And I thank God for all of you faithful servants. You are the reason our congregation still exists. It is your faithful giving, your faithful serving that enables us to do important work for the kingdom of God. We will not always know what our service to God accomplishes, at least in this life. But make no mistake about it. God is able to use our simple acts of obedience in miraculous ways. So let's take heart. We may not have the greatest faith in the world, But if we just have a little mustard seed faith, we can do our duty to God, and He will accomplish His great purposes. That is good news. Would you join me in prayer? Dear Lord, please give us mustard seed faith. And then increase our faith by simply enabling us to do our duty. Show us, Lord, what needs to be done, what You want us to do, and then empower us to do it. And trust that You will do great things through our obedience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing together the first and last verses of hymn number 551.